Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Oh, what an awesome day already. We have some people from South Africa that are with us. Good to see you guys. I know you have moved to the States, and you actually live in North Carolina. But let's welcome them. It's so good. So good to have you. It really is. And all the first-time visitors, it's just so good to have you visit with us. It's such an honor. Well, I have an announcement to make. Gavin is in the house. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Come on up here, Michael. Gavin had a brain surgery, I don't know how long ago. It's not been too long ago, but he's back with us. I tell you, God is faithful. God is so good. This is his father, Michael. Jen's here and the rest of their family, but I wanted him to share just a little bit about how we can pray now for Gavin. Hey, he's coming up. You can go down if you want to. Or he can manage it.
Sometimes that says a lot more than words can say, right there. The short version is that on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th of this year, Gavin was diagnosed with a brain tumor on his pituitary gland. It was a brain tumor and a cyst that was causing his brain to swell. The cyst was quickly taken out just a couple of days later. And on April the 12th, he had his brain tumor removed. And as far as we know now, and the doctors know, he's going to have some follow-up MRIs, of course. But as far as we know right now, they got the entire tumor out. It was not cancerous or anything like that. We stayed in the hospital for a week, brought him home. We were home for 2.5 days, and then on April the 22nd, I went to go wake him up out of bed, and I found him in a coma in his bed because of a complication from where the tumor was. It was on his pituitary gland, and that is your master gland, so it causes a lot of other body functions to happen. So his sodium had elevated. He had dehydrated, and so his brain had actually, you know, put it in a dehydrator, and it shrank. And so when I found him, he was in a coma. We threw him in the car. If there's any police officers in here, I'm sorry, but I almost hit 100, headed to the emergency room. And we met an ambulance along the way. Got him to the emergency room. When we were in the ambulance, I noticed the EMTs making eyes at each other like, this is not good. And we got to the emergency room. The emergency room doctor stood there for a second. They put him on life support, flew him to Charlotte, back to Levine Children's Hospital, where we had been all the way up until Thursday. He was on life support for several days, spent a couple weeks in the ICU, moved up from there to a regular room, and then did inpatient rehab, where he's had to relearn how to walk, talk, feed himself, use his hands, everything. And you can see how far he's come in that amount of time. Now, I said all that to say this. You know, it's been said several times today that isn't God good? Because I'm going to tell you, the whole time, this has been, the word that I have, that has come to my mind is brutal. This has been brutal to see what he was, but then at the same time to see what he's come from and where he is now. is whatever the opposite of brutal is. I don't have my dictionary in my brain right at the moment, but, you know, sleeping in a hospital will do that to you. But it's such a miraculous thing to see. And I've thought several times that right there, if you don't believe in miracles anymore, well, there he is. When he got to Charlotte, his sodium level was at 200. Let me tell you, the normal is 135 to 145. If you or I get thirsty, like we're out working in the garden and we get thirsty, our sodium is about 150. His was 200. And the doctors had never seen a number that high. They even asked around all the different departments of the hospital, and none of the doctors that they talked to had seen a number that high, and they didn't quite know how to treat it. They're actually talking about publishing a paper, a case report or a case study on this, because when he came in, they tried to find a published paper that would help them help him, but there was nothing. They had never seen this case before, and so they're talking about publishing his case so that it could help anybody else that might be in that particular situation. We're thankful for that. We're thankful for his doctors and his nurses. I'm also thankful that Jennifer and I had a published paper that we knew where to look to. Because I'm going to tell you, without God being with us, I don't know what would have happened. But but Pastor Cherry asked me to tell you how you can pray for now and from now on. He's still going to have a longer recovery. We're looking at about a year or a little more for a complete and total recovery. But they're optimistic that he will return to a complete and full recovery. His balance is a little off. That's why he's wearing the belt. So continue to pray for his balance. His memory is still giving him some issues. He remembers everything up until his surgery. So he knows who he is, who we are, where he went to school, who his teacher was, who his friends are, all things like that. Struggles a little bit with short-term memory. So, you know, he may ask a few times what day it is and things like that. So continue to pray. We are starting to see some of that come back, though. There are a few things that he'll tell us, and we're like, you remember that? Okay. All right. His sodium is still a bit of an issue because there's a hormone replacement that he's having to do, having to take, and trying to find the right dose is a little bit tricky right now. So that's a little bit of a struggle with intake, output, as far as fluids go. So continue to pray for that situation, and just continue to pray for the rest of our family, because we sat down and had dinner for the first time the other night together, and it's the little things like that.
Thanks for praying for me.
You're done. I know. I'm about done myself. But we're not done praying for you. If everyone would remain standing, just stand up, extend your hands, and this is an extension of your faith. We're going to be talking about the reach of faith today, but I think you've already heard the message. So I want you to just reach out, and you just pray your prayer as we pray for him. Father, in Jesus' name, we're so grateful to see the manifestation of your power in Gavin today. Thank you, Lord, that you watched over him from day one, even from the day he was born. Lord, you've had him in your bosom. Lord, you've looked after him. You've taken care of him. You brought healing to his body. And Lord, we just ask you to accelerate the healing, Lord, that it even be shorter than the year that's been told about, God. But you can do a quick work. So, Father, we just look to you. We ask you by the power of the Holy Spirit that you would just touch his body in a way that his body would respond from head to toe in the fullness of who you are. We worship you and we thank you. And we ask your blessings to rest upon Gavin. And Lord, raise him up as a great testimony already. And Lord, there's one even greater that's forthcoming. So Father, in Jesus' name, we love you and we thank you. And we ask your blessings, we ask your healing, we ask your power, your provision to be upon this family. And we say, Gavin, be completely healed in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Great, man. Good to have you back. It really is. It's so good. Terry Wilson, do you know great is thy faithfulness? Or Charlie or somebody? Which one wants to, you know? Can you, when you look at the journey that this couple has been on, and I know that all of us have been on our own journey in different ways when things just did not look so good. But see, one of the things I was going to tell you today about this thing about your faith is not a verb, it is a noun. It is a possession that you and I have, that we are to be grateful to him for everything that we've been given. We also need to let our faith not just be about our salvation. Our faith needs to go into all areas of our living. And sometimes we fail to carry the very faith, the very solutions that God has put inside us. We fail to carry that when the darkness comes sometimes, when the storms begin to rise up and the water begins to flood and everything, and you begin to see the opposition. But you know, I've got news for you. The Bible said that our faith is something that needs to be tested. If your faith and my faith cannot be tested, it's not worth having. We need to make sure that we have the faith that is of God. This family's faith has been tested deeply, and they've had to stand even in the darkest hour. I've actually heard him say that, you know, at one time there was looking, it's okay, this is bad, so we may need to start making other plans. But see, you know, God still speaks today. God still heals today. God still delivers today. He breaks not just a chain. He breaks every chain. Every chain. So when things begin to rise up and you don't necessarily feel him. So there's sometimes we just don't feel him in the process of our living. But we have him in our living. And he wants us to stay conscious of the conviction that he's put in us, stay conscious of his promises, and stay conscious of his presence. And not allow the enemy to talk about the lies and talk about the deception and talk about all the other things that he wants to make things look bigger than the faith that is inside us. And we're all in the process of having our faith to reach further than what it is. See, it's not about having more faith. He said, if you had the faith the size of a what? A mustard seed. A little, one of the smallest, just a faith. If you had that much, he said, you could say to what? This mountain be thou removed. And it would be. See, the thing is, use the faith that he's given you. And no matter what area of your life that you're walking in, see, we need to carry this faith, not just, we don't need to bring the faith, just our faith, just to this house. When we leave through these doors, we should take our faith with us and understand that God is moving inside us to be able to do beyond what we're currently doing, talk beyond what we're currently talking, grow beyond how we've currently grown. And we need to reach out, just like the woman, you know, with the issue of blood. You know, there was a crowd around Jesus. She'd been sick for 12 years, bleeding for 12 years. The Bible said that she spent everything that she had. Everything that she had. She invested in getting well, getting better, getting well, doing everything of her works that she could possibly do. Then she heard, listen, she heard about Jesus. And inside the hearing about Jesus, she made a decision in herself that if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I would be made whole. With the crowd all around, she pressed through. She weaved and bobbed between everybody that was around Jesus and got to the point to where she reached out and touched the hem of his garment. And because of her faith, because she believed, because she captured the essence of who Jesus was in healing her body. The power left Jesus, a bit of power left Jesus to heal her. And he said, he turned, who touched me? Because he felt that, depart from him and go to someone else. The disciple says, you've got so many people around you. We're just crowded with people. How are we going to know who touched you? No, somebody reached out in faith. And the woman, she tried to ease off and ease out, but she got caught. She got caught reaching out to Jesus. It's okay to get caught looking and reaching out to Jesus. Amen. And she thought she was going to be scolded. She thought she was going to be, chastised. Jesus looked at her and said, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. So don't let the enemy sell all the big lies and all the deception to get you to see that it's bigger than what you carry. It isn't. And it never will be, no matter what you go through. Your faith is something that you and I, your faith has to be something that we carry with us everywhere we go, in every arena of our life. Amen? I want you to stand together, and let's see if we can sing this song and worship God in celebration to who he is. And he is the one. See, God is the healer. Amen? Is God the healer? Yes. How many of you in this room have been healed by the Lord? Look, just take a look. Look, God is manifesting, has manifested, and going to manifest even more. All right, put my hands down. How many of you need healing? There's something about your life that you need healing in. Look, this hand raised said, I need the touch of the Lord. This is your reach. This is your reach in faith. This is your reach saying, listen, I know he's a healer. I've seen him heal others. And now my expectation level in him is he's going to heal me. He can and he will. He wants to. He wants to. Everybody say he wants to. And I'm ready. Are you ready to receive it? Amen. So let's worship him and let him do his work as we worship him. Can we do that? God bless you.
My faithfulness, oh God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. All I is not thy compassion.
Up your voice. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. If you're in need of healing, I want you to lift your hand, and those around you, I just touch them on the shoulder, on the back. You know, we'll just do little body ministry this morning and believing. Be in agreement with that person that has their hand raised. Be in agreement with them that God is a healer and He's bringing healing to this person as we speak. See, faith is something that makes a declaration. Make the declaration toward the person that you're laying hands on and just say, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Now you confess your healing. I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed. I'm healed. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Pastor John, would you come up and just close us out, please? Thank you guys for being here. Thank all the visitors, and I want to meet the visitors back here at the back. But thank you so much for coming, and we'll finish this message at another time. You know, when you're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you know when the message has already been given. Amen. Yes, yes.
I was over here and the Lord spoke to my heart. He says, this is your time. Things are opening up again. I don't need that. I don't need that. He said, it is opened up. It's your time now. It's time for you to take your faith and to go out. You will see people who will need to be healed from Walmart to wherever. You need to touch them. You need to speak to them. You will find people who are hurting inside. You will see it with your eyes, and you need to do something about it. Because you are God's people. You are full of faith. You have to get ahead of the curve. Now is your time. Now, if you wait, the world will jump in. The world has its plans. When things are starting to open up again, it's going to try to jump in. You got to get ahead of the curve. It's your time now. Amen. Your time. The people of God, it's your time.
Amen. Sounds like God's still preaching.
The Lord just put it on my heart. Both of our pastors are up here, and they serve our church faithfully, and it's their anniversary. And I just feel like the Lord's just wanting to bless them. And I know this is off course. I'm sorry, but that's God. So I'd like to take up an offering for their anniversary in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Bless you. Bless you. Amen. Bless you. When you leave this way. Now faith is. Amen. Say it.
Now faith.
It's not a yesterday faith. Now. It's a now faith is. Now faith is. Amen. 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 Pastor John.
Yes, Lord. We're going to go ahead and dismiss, and if you want to just sow something into the offering, is that okay? Since you brought it up, okay? All right. Father, we just thank you today, Lord, and God, we thank you for the word of the Lord that has came forth, Lord, and God, now faith. And Lord, we just thank you right now for every word that has been uttered today. We thank you for giving, Lord, and Lord, 100% heal, Lord. And God, we thank you, Lord, for those that had their hand up for healing, Lord. We just pray, God, that you bring a manifestation of your presence into their lives, Lord. And God, as we depart from this place, but never your presence, watch over us and protect us in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.